Robert Griffin III has found a home. He will be, by the end of the day, a member of the Cleveland Browns. The number two overall selection in 2012 by the Washington Redskins, the 2012 Rookie of the Year, is set to sign a free agent deal today in Cleveland.
I had no expectations for what was going to happen in free agency because there's nothing that's certain in life when it comes to those things, especially the business of football. So I was blessed to have an opportunity to come here to Cleveland. And all you need is an opportunity, and that's all I asked for. So, you know, Coach Jackson and Sasha are giving me an opportunity, so I'm ready to go. When I say never give up on something that you can't go a day without, it's really just saying you have to look and have the right perspective in everything that you approach. So for me, one of those things is football. It's family. It's love. Whatever it might be, I'm not afraid to say that. You know, real men love, and you never want to give up on those things that you love. So, you know, it's just really to try to be that person that everybody looked at you to be. But really be that person.
Now, I don't think it's just about me reviving his career. I think at the end of the day, RG3 is going to do the work. You know, my job is to create the environment for him to do the work and do everything I can to help and assist him be the best he can be. And you have to have a player that's willing to accept that. And he has from day one.
I'm so persistent with attacking the things that I want to accomplish. I try to do the same for the people around me. So my best friend, if he comes to work out with me, he's going to work out with me as if he's an NFL quarterback, not as if he's just a guy going to gym trying to, you know, lose or gain weight or gain muscle. I'm going to push you. I'm going to expect you to work like I work and try to lead you in the right direction. But it's really, you know, that's like a SAT question. Who are you? It's a really hard question to answer. But if I'm annoying in the sense that I want what's best for you, then I'll be annoying.
I mean, this is pro football, and you can't shy away or run from the things that maybe there's been fear before. I think at the end of the day, this business is about doing it and getting it done. And getting the job done at that position is winning, you know, and I think you have to have some inner confidence. Obviously, you got to keep your ego in check. I think we all do. But at the same time, I do want a man that has a little swagger to him because that guy's got to be your leader.
Having been through what I've been in the league, it can break a lot of people. And I know I love the game because it never broke me. And you know, I'm getting to know some of my teammates now and a great locker room that we have in there. But I got to say I'm pretty excited to jump into that dog pound. I was a dog in high school, Kafisco Bulldog, so... And we spelled it the same way, you know, D-A-W-G, so I'm looking forward to that.